We are very happy. This is Rick Tiller with you, downtown San Francisco, but around the world on American Forces Radio Network. We have Greg Davis and Alex Horn, the hosts of Taskmaster, and they have a new season kicking off. First of all, Greg, welcome to the show. I'm going with Greg Davis, like Ben Davis of Spurs, because I know you're from Wales, right?
Well, my dad, hello, by the way.
Yes.
My father was from Wales. I never lived in Wales. So I've got Welsh blood coursing through my veins.
Do you go Davis or Davies?
Well, it's written Davies with an E, but we've always said Davis. I can't tell you the reason for that.
Yes, that's what I figured. Well, I'm in a little bit in awe. I'm a little bit scared to have Mr. Gilbert on the show. I've seen every in-betweeners. In fact, when I had Simon Bird on the show, I told him that I took a little pilgrimage to Ruislip, to that school you used, and he was actually kind of scared when I told him that.
Yeah, it's unusual. But why not? If you like a show, why not?
Very good.
Well, I said why not, because Ruislip's horrible.
Oh, I think the people of Ruislip are wonderful.
The people are fine. The buildings are not.
It wouldn't be unfair to say it's not the most glamorous location in the UK. I think probably give us a call next time you're planning a trip. Off the top of my head, the Houses of Parliament are more impressive than Rice.
Well, I have spent a lot of time over there. That wasn't my first stop, but I think it was at the end of one of the tube lines as well. I can't remember which one.
Yeah, right. So you went out and then you fell asleep. We've all done the Ruislip snooze, my friend.
I'm going to say Piccadilly line. That's my feeling.
Sure.
I think you're right. Now, Alex, I saw that you were born in Chichester, and my name is Rick, but it's Richard. And when I got my first communion in whatever 1972, my grandmother bought me this little keepsake, and it said Saint Richard of Chichester. Are you aware of Saint Richard?
I was born in Saint Richard's Hospital.
Wow.
In Chichester. So I am, and my brothers were as well. My dad worked there; he was a doctor. So yeah, I am aware of Saint Richard's work. Yeah. I don't know what he was famous for, though. That's very weird.
He did something to get canonized.
Yeah, he must have done something good. But
do you have the same contempt for the people of Chichester that you do the people of Ruislip?
Chichester is a wonderful place.
Okay.
And much far superior to Ruislip and everything.
You can't do the Chichester snooze because there's no tube out there.
There's no tube. There's no train. Oh, there is a train station in Chichester, but... Yeah, it's not well connected, Chichester, but it's got a lovely cathedral.
I never thought this interview would go this way.
It's my fault.
It's absolutely fascinating.
All right, tell us about Taskmaster or Taskmaster.
I want to talk about Chichester Cathedral.
Hey, I'm fine with that. Let's do it. I'm sure you guys have done enough on this junket. We could take that's Sussex, is it? No, it's West Sussex.
It's West Sussex, and there's a gargoyle on the cathedral which has glasses, which is unusual for a gargoyle because it was a face of the person who built it. He put himself on the cathedral.
He did. He turned himself into a gargoyle.
Yeah.
What's that sort of right in the middle of town? You have that. It looks like a church, but it's sort of a little roundabout. It's got like a black.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, you have a North Street, East Street, South Street, West Street in Chichester, and in the middle there's this. Yeah, it's like there's a clock tower, but also people gather there when it's raining, because it's got a roof. I don't know what you'd call it.
So weird. I think you've been tipped off about our next project, Alex and Greg do Chichester. We've tried to keep it under wraps.
You're going to explore the walls with Dominic Sambrook and Tom Holland.
Yes.
Yeah. And also...
Who's leaked it?
Tim Peake is Chichester's most famous resident, the astronaut.
Mm.
So he may be involved. We're not sure yet.
Well, we'll see. You always think that Tim Peake's interviews are dull, you said.
Do you know the coat of arms of Chichester?
I do. It's a 7-foot, if I've got this right, it's a 7-foot pig standing on its hind leg.
And there's an eel.
And he's holding an eel.
Spot on. Now, speaking of intimidating, Mr. Gilbert, what do you go around? 6'8"? It's over 2 meters, right?
I'm 6'8", just shy of 300 pounds. I'm a behemoth. It's incredible. I'm like a Spartan.
Well, you know, I was thinking too, like with all you've done, Taskmaster. I think United States, as I said, I know all the. I grew up on Monty Python and all that, but Taskmaster, it's just now starting to like get a foothold here in America, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. So we're in NYC, baby, at the moment, and it is walking around. It's a constant surprise that people have any idea who we are. So we're quite giddy with it, and it's very exciting, but very surprising.
It confounds my expectations of walking around New York City. More people know us here than when we spent 6 months living in Chichester together. we're recognized more often in New York City, and it's a great thrill to us.
How many times do people say to you, Greg, oh, Mr. Gilbert, be nice to the briefcase wanker, any of that?
On this trip, once.
Right now,
yeah. That was when we were in the when Harry Met Sally cafe, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was someone in the Harry Met Sally
cafe,
and I'm proud to say I'm the first person to use a judo move on someone in that particular deli.
I guess it's from what I hear, I'm in San Francisco. It's quite cold and snowy where you are now.
It is cold and snowy. I made a snow angel yesterday while Greg watched.
Is that by one of the damp Elmos in Times Square?
Now, Alex wanted us to go and film with those people, and then I had to explain to him that they were career criminals.
Well, Alex, I want to ask you about the horn section, because it's, let's just say, multi-talented, isn't it?
Well, they are, yeah. I take a lot of pride in being in charge of them, and I have no talent myself musically. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. But they're my oldest friends, really, so... It's really odd that we're still doing it, but I think we will forever. It'll be the one thing that I never stop doing, I think.
I also know that you like Liverpool, of course, who are flying high right now, but you're local and you're involved with them. Your local club is Chesham United. Can you tell us about the Generals?
I'm holding up. I know you can't see me at home, but I'm holding up a Chesham United top of them. Hat. They're my local team. I'm on the board of directors, which doesn't mean anything financially, but it means I get to... imagine that I'm in charge of a football team, and they're doing all right. They're in the sixth tier, mid-table. We got promoted last year, and I put on a charity match every year on the ground and play with the players. So it's just sort of living out my childhood fantasy of being a footballer. That's the main reason. But I'm really passionate about them, and I think it's so much better than Premier League football because there's no money involved, and they're doing it for the right reasons.
Who's your best player?
Well, it used to be a guy called Ricardo De Niro German.
Wow.
He left and went to Hemel Hempstead, which is a real shame. So now it's probably Lewis Rolfe.
Lewis Rolfe.
He's quite funny. He is...
Rolfsey!
Yeah.
You know, I once coached basketball to 14-year-olds in Hemel Hempstead down in Hertfordshire. How about that?
I've been to a basketball match in Hemel Hempstead. They're doing very well, their basketball team. And then I went to the New York Knicks on New Year's Day this year at Madison Square Gardens. And it was a different scale.
Just a tad. All right. Well, everyone, I took this down a merry path. You can blame me. But Taskmaster, make sure to check out the new season with our guests, Greg Davis and Alex Horn. Gentlemen, I know you got to run. I could talk to you all day. Thank you so much. Cheers.
We love that, Rick. Thank you. Greg is just shouting at you now. But that was so much fun. Thank you.